fractal study of mobility in Argentina during the pandemic. In Argentina, there is a great need for mobility mainly between the autonomous city of Buenos Aires and its surroundings due to the distribution of population density in residential areas and the territorial distribution of jobs. The public transport system plays an important role to satisfy this need. For example, we can mention the bus lines, surface and underground railways. With the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic, the demand was strongly modified due to the restrictions on circulation imposed. This had a considerable impact on public transport in the region. In this work, we apply the detrended cross-correlation analysis and the multifractal detrended cross-correlation analysis to study the cross-correlation behavior between the number of users of public transport and the new cases of COVID-19 in Argentina during the pandemic. The analysis has verified the existence of cross-correlation between the two data series. In first place, we perform a univariate analysis of number of passengers. Figure shows the kernel density estimation plot for each of the means of transport studied. A first conclusion that can be drawn from observing these densities is that the pandemic emphasized the bimodal characteristic of the time series. We suppose that this phenomenon could be due to the lockdown that privileged the use of public transport by essential workers. This measure worked as a filter that reduced the effect caused by the trips made in a more random way. The subway is the most affected in the period studied. We believe that this may be due to the fact that it is the only one of the mean of transport that only belongs to the Buenos Aires city, and to the fact that many stations were closed during the pandemic, which of course discouraged the use of it. In order to test the presence of cross-correlations, we first applied the detrended cross-correlations method to the data series. The figure clearly shows the scaling behavior that indicates the presence of cross-correlations between the number of passengers and reported cases of COVID-19. The cross-correlation exponent lambda of 1.28 reflects the presence of long-term cross-correlation between both time series. The scale analysis that results from applying the detrended cross-correlations method is based only on the second-order moment. To determine if the scale property is determined by a set of scale exponents, we carry out a multifractal analysis using the multifractal detrended cross-correlations method. The plot of multifractal spectrum shows the well-known single humped shape that characterizes multifractal behavior. The width of the spectrum confirms that the cross-correlation between transport and COVID-19 is multifractal. The value of the asymmetry less than 1 indicates that the multifractal spectrum is right skewed, which, as we have already seen, is related to a relative dominance of the small fluctuations. The relationship of the scale exponent with Q is decreasing, with values ranging from 4 to just over 1. That confirms the cross-correlations between both series are multifractal. Furthermore, the fact that the exponents corresponding to negative values of Q are larger than those for positive values of Q indicates that the cross-correlated behavior of small fluctuations is more persistent than that of large fluctuations. In conclusion, we have seen that the statistical analysis of the transport series revealed that their binomial character was accentuated during the pandemic, a fact that we attribute to the closure policies. The detrended cross-correlations method allowed us to determine the presence of cross-correlations between both series. The multifractal study shows that the correlation between the series has a strong multifractality. Moreover, the multifractal spectrum shows the dominance of the small fluctuations. Thank you for listening.